Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joining us on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat, courtesy of wildforkfoods.com, Elite Game Day Grilling Favorites, we bring to you our favorite. It is Christy Scales. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I was just at Wild Fork a couple weeks ago. Getting a gift certificate for my husband, and there's a new location that's just a less than 2 miles from my house.
Does he have a particular cut of choice that he loves to grill?
If we had the money, he'd do Chateaubriand all the time, but we've only done it a couple times.
Fancy.
He can grill anything, but what I like about Wild Fork is they have a bunch of the seafood as well. So they've got like the Argentinian red shrimp and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got some fancy stuff, but my husband is wonderful at grilling and smoking, and thank goodness, because I'm horrible. We're a great team. He loves to cook and I love to eat.
Yeah. I like that. Yep.
Christy, this looks like you may have learned this at Lake Highlands High School. This is the
You're
biggest.
Pointing to my notebook.
This is the biggest stack of notes I've ever seen before, and nobody has more notes than you.
I'm assuming.
Tabs
on.
Yeah, you got
it
all tabbed out. You got
tabs.
A binder. It's all set up and squared away.
I'm working on it. This is my little cheat sheet. Actually, it's a big giant stuffed notebook that I carry with me on the sidelines, and so it's got all sorts of little notes. And so, for example, yesterday after practice, before CD spoke on the podium in a press conference, I talked with Harold Nash, who's our strength and conditioning coach. Now, all three strength and conditioning coaches are back this year, so there are only four holdover position coaches and then the strength staff. But who won the off-season awards this year?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Shoddy was talking yesterday about Sam Williams and what a fantastic off-season he's had. Well, Sam was one of two players to win the Golden Whistle Award. The other was Dak. And the Golden Whistle Award, you ask, is...
Yeah, we were getting ready. We were going to if you didn't say that.
That's something that McCarthy started. And so it's a holdover with Schottenheimer, but it's an actual award where they win a gold whistle.
Ooh, neat.
And it has their name inscribed on it. And so there are two each offseason for the best off-season work. And so I mentioned Sam Williams and the other is Dak Prescott. And Harold said, you know, that was really of note this year because both of them coming off of serious injuries, but from day one, just really attacking it. And the off-season awards are not just about, you know, at the end of the year, and this has been many years, like I remember with Jason Garrett, they would have almost like an Olympic kind of thing or a combine thing and like the highest vertical jump and all that kind of thing. But for Harold and his group, the off-season awards are based also on attendance and diligence and just all the hard work and stuff, as well as the results in the weight room or out on the field with some of the conditioning tests. But for example, Hunter Lipke is an award winner this year, and I can look at my notes
real quick. Kevin, if I got the Golden Whistle Award, I would have brought it to camp and I would be using it every time the coaches are like, "You got to," I'd be pulling out and I'd be like, "Rrr," and then I'd be like, "All right, guys, you heard him."
I hope Overshown wins it this next time.
Because, he probably will.
Because he really will bring that whistle.
Oh, he would. He would. Yeah. So Jalen Tolbert won, Tyler Smith, Brevin Span Ford, Hunter Lipke for special teams, Trent Sigg. For defense, it was Solomon Thomas, and then Jack Sanborn and Kyer Elam. And isn't that interesting that for defense, it's three of the veteran free agents that were brought in.
Yes, yeah. they wanted to make a good mark when they got here.
Exactly, and showing real leadership coming in. So anyway, so there's little things like that during preseason that I kind of have a little different approach, I think, from a lot of the reporters in terms of I'm trying to find content and things to talk about during the preseason games because yeah. preseason games are very difficult to broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, well, just because it's a lot of names, you know, third and fourth string guys, and frankly, most of them would be lucky to make it onto the practice squad.
Absolutely, yeah.
But at the same time, our Cowboys radio listeners who are so passionate and real true blue fans,
they want to know.
If you're listening, especially in the second half of a preseason game, I mean, you are invested.
Yes.
And you've heard these names, and maybe you're wondering, you know, to them it matters who the backup guard is and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And there are always wonderful stories. There's always two or three really great Rudy stories each year, right?
Kind
except
of
the underdog.
Except these stories are real.
Except
okay.
they're real. Oh, come on now. Rudy was real. Come on, Kevin. I know he's got a bias. But
he stole a bunch of money from people.
Hey, that happened too.
I admit, I'm not a huge fan.
No, but I know what you're saying about that, yeah. guys that didn't you didn't think they were going to make it, and they do. And then they get their opportunity, and maybe it won't be an opportunity here for the rest of the season, but it could be an opportunity somewhere else too.
Exactly.
And those stories we track. We keep... My friend is a big Bears fan, mm-hmm. and so he was excited for us again to have Eberflus back, but he was mm-hmm. most excited that Jack Sanborn
sure.
was coming down here.
Yeah.
He told me beforehand, he was like, just watch. And now he's here, and that's one of those guys I'm like, hold on, he was an undrafted free agent, right? And then now he might be the starting middle linebacker for the Cowboys
yeah.
Because of what he's accomplished with Eberflus.
Yeah, I had a little note on. It'll take me a minute to find it because I'm still working on my deal. But how much the
I know we're joking about it, but this is the amount of information.
No, it's awesome.
Is incredible.
I'll hold it up for people who are watching on the stream. So it's this little page here. And it's how often rookies start in the NFL, and this is something
okay.
that Jacob Robinson with The Athletic had done a couple months ago. And of all of the drafted rookies, this is across the NFL, 87% of them are going to play at least one snap.
Okay.
And the thing is, with the undrafted rookies, right away you don't see them play a lot. Their rookie season, this is across the league, not necessarily with the Cowboys, but you're still going to have a bunch of, here's the note, 15.2% of the starters last year were undrafted free agents when they entered
wow.
the league.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
That is
it really
wild.
Is. Isn't that higher than you would think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean,
is.
It's absolutely higher than you would think because statistically, like, just break it down. There's seven rounds in the current draft. If you want to count all undrafted free...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN's today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
agents. That could be round eight. That means each round would theoretically have 12.5%, but I know that would ebb and flow with first rounders and everything. So they're even above what would theoretically be the average. That's
sure.
crazy.
Sure. And then just even with the rookies, rookies drafted or undrafted in terms of immediate starters, there were 33 of them last year. The Giants had four. The Cowboys had three because Beebe and Guyton. And,
yep.
and then Kalen Carson was a starter at the beginning of the year, if you remember that, because of the injuries to Bland, right?
Yeah.
So, who hurt his foot there late in training camp. So, so there's all sorts of little things like this. 134 rookie starters overall for the Cowboys throughout the season, in addition to Carson getting in there. Leafau started a lot. Flournoy started a game. Marcus Nealon. So, Marshawn Nealon. So, you know, it matters. And so these are some of the things that we might talk about during a preseason broadcast, especially that third game where you're speculating as to who's going to make the team or who's going to make the practice squad. And why are we talking about it? Because they're going to see action.
Yeah. Now, I know yesterday Marquise Bell was in a little bit of a scuffle, and Shoddy said the next guy who throws a punch will be kicked off the field.
I think
field.
Everybody heard it.
Yes.
You could hear it in the stands.
Wow.
and then CD afterwards, I thought he had a really great breakdown of, you know, like, you got pent-up aggression, you want to go after it, but, like, to what extent? Uh-huh. What is your, I guess, general philosophy about these levels of scuffles at training camp in terms of competition versus... Let's not get somebody
hurt. That was just dumb yesterday because you're not in pads. And Troy Pride was the recipient of that punch by Bell, which was interesting because I wonder if Bell was maybe aiming for somebody else because you're not going to hit your own fellow defensive back.
He's on
back.
My side of the ball.
usually it's going to be, you know, if it's a defensive back, maybe it's against a tight end or a wide receiver or something like that.
Do you have a hypothesis about who that
is? Well, no, I don't. But the thing is, Pride was checked out and he missed several plays of practice.
Okay.
Now, does that matter, day two, missing several reps in a practice? Well, it could if you're Troy Pride and you're going to be one of these bubble guys and every one of your reps counts.
Mm-hmm.
And what if he really were hurt and had to miss some practice time? So, I'm happy to see all of the – I mean, it really is a enthusiastic, energetic camp. I mean, the tempo is great.
It is.
I love it. It's actually been fun to watch, hasn't
it? Noticeably
It really
faster.
Is. And that's the way it was at minicamp and the OTAs. I mean, the coaches were moving faster than the player. I mean, just getting place to place and just the enthusiasm and stuff. And so that's one thing with Shoddy in the building at the Star in Frisco throughout the off season. That infectious enthusiasm has really been contagious. And so the people that Mike McCarthy would call the bartenders, the people that in football ops, or for example, the athletic trainers, the equipment managers, the people who handle the logistics and the things, you know, that are there all the time. I can tell you it's different. Everybody feels it. Everyone's really enthusiastic about it. The football ops people were real excited the way that Schottenheimer went about building the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of interviews. You know, it was very outside the box. And I don't just mean pulling in some college guys like Connor Riley or Junior Adams to come in and be a position coach and make that leap from college to NFL, but outside the box in terms of people that he hadn't worked before. It wasn't the old buddy system.
Right.
Oh, he was with me here. So is it going to work? I don't know. Is there more coaching of coaches? That's something that happens every year. But, you know, because you'll have one or two position coach changes. So that's not that unusual. But to the extent that it is this year, we just haven't seen that in a really long time.
This is a long group of running backs.
Mm-hmm.
What is the dynamic you think will be the one that we ultimately see whenever the season starts? Or have they even separated themselves enough already to kind of go, okay, we see what it is?
Yeah, too soon, obviously. But, I mean, Williams was out there with the ones the first 2 days. He does.
For whatever you can take from that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the pads aren't on, so how do you know? But I think overall the running back, it's going to be a lot more efficient and better this year just because I think the line's going to be better, particularly at the run blocking. So, but, you know – Jaden Blue, I think ultimately is going to end up playing more, but right now he's basically running with the fours. You know, now let's not read too much into it. He's going to get a ton of work. Mafa is also going to get a ton of work in the preseason games. But here's what you watch in camp and what you watch in preseason is who's playing what on special teams. So Mafa's playing some wing in like punt coverage and stuff like that. But hey, Deuce is the personal protector second team. So on punt coverage. But that's one thing that you can watch where you have these roster bubble guys or to know who's going to be active on game days.
What about Lipke then? Because obviously we got to figure that out in the group as well.
Lipke's a core special teamer. Lipke is so versatile with the F. Last year what he did was he did basically double meeting times. He would come in extra because he was obviously in the running back room but also in the tight end room. So I think that Schottenheimer values him the same way that McCarthy did.
Okay, so that
close
will,
to okay. at least if it's close to that much,
yeah.
then that bodes well for Hunter Lipke.
I gotcha.
Because there's some versatility there,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Because a guy like you could keep the three tight ends and use Lipke as your fourth if you needed to. Because a guy like Princeton Fant, you can do like you did last year, where he starts off on the practice squad, and then if you need to elevate him, you can do that three times before you have to do that for the active roster. So that's too much of a projection right now. This is only the third day of training camp practice. But, I think I just mentioned Lipke earlier being one of the offseason award winners.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very valued and recognized by the staff.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.